is there any?
Ten subject?
Yes.
First one.
First verse.
Huh?
The first verse, the complete commentary, first verse.
You completed that slow. Maharaji, our guru, very qualified. Though he has no vastu siddhi. Vastu siddhi, you know, though he has not come in the womb of any gopi, and sat in Vrindavan to Radha Krishna Kanjugal, but he has swarup siddhi. Swarup siddhi means he has realized his soul. And in a glance he can see Krishna and Radha. Again, after trance he will be doing universal all these things. Creating and so much observing this. But he has his own swarup realized. He cannot now enter in worldly things. Never. Any worldly things cannot attract him. Never. Though he is with Savitri and Gayatri, Saraswati, but only they are serving, and by them he is serving to Krishna. So he cannot be attracted with Maya. So if anyone who has realized their soul, no, here you, my world is fabulous. So here, if anyone has crossed the level of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti. And then Bhav may come. And Brahma has come to this. Bhav is there. And he has realized his Sarup. So he thought in his trance. He searched in all Vedas and he concluded in the loss. That all the conditioned souls can be happy and they can realize their soul only by bhakti. And this bhakti has so many stages. From beginning to all siddha.
Perfection.
Up to Golok Vrindavan Mahabhav. Up to that. Premium from Sattva. So, he thought that, he concluded this idea that only bhakti can help him to realize their
happiness and the real nature.
Natural means swabhavik.
Natural.
Constitution of happiness and constitution. No other. So, but the root of all bhakti is Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Desire to serve Krishna. If it will go thicker and thicker, stronger and stronger, name will be changed. But same thing, from Shraddha and up to Mahabhava, same creeper. But it will be in seed size or seed
stage.
So this is seed stage.
By hearing devotees, a desire may come to anyone that I want to serve. That when it will be stronger and stronger, then, oh, if I will do, I will serve Krishna, then my activities in this world will be done. My life will be successful. When this will come, these shraddha are also of two kinds. One, depending on shastra. In shastra, everywhere it is written that if you are spending a religious life, serving your father, mother, donating so much, doing austerity so much, doing welfare of all the beings. But if you are not serving Krishna, then you will have to go to hell. Anyone cannot save you from that. These are the people who cannot save you. So I must serve Krishna. I should chant, remember, worship Krishna. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam and so many books.
Chari varna sun yadi Krishna nami bhaje sasa karma kutte se ro rave kodi
mede. It has been told everywhere. So fearing this, that if I am not going to serve Krishna, I am not going to chant, and I'm not going to remember Krishna, then I will have to go to hell and so much suffering will be there. So if anyone give this fear, interest in bhakti, and have this shraddha that I must serve Krishna, my whole life will be successful. So this is called Shastra Avadharana Mai Shraddha. Coming from Shastra. And another, Lobhmayi Shraddha. Hearing the pastimes of Krishna by any high class of devotees. How Yashoda painted Krishna. How Sridham playing and giving so much pleasure to Krishna. How gopis are serving Krishna and he is controlled. Pastimes of Krishna. Then a greed may come that I should serve like Yashoda. When a day will come and I will be fortunate to give my breast in the mouth of Krishna. And I will control Krishna. Sometimes by hearing all these harikatha, sweet pastimes, a greed may come that I should serve not like Krishna, not like friends, not like Satyabhama and Rukmini of Dwarka, not like Lalita Vishakha, and what? Oh, like Rukmini. They have nothing to test with Krishna. Always serving Srimati Radhe. So I want to follow Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, in their intrinsic mode of Rupa Manjari Rati. And when this thick greed comes, then he tries to follow. So this is called Lohamai Shraddha. Greed Mai. There is greed. Oh, this is so superior. Awesome. By luck and by fortunate, any of the two has come. Even that first has come. Oh, he should try to think that we are so much fortunate. But this is seed, not a sprouted, like a mango seed, like any wheat seed, paddy seed. So it is not a sprouted. But everything in that, as a seed has all kinds of potencies, then we will be a big tree of mango. All the leaves are there, all fruits are there, all branches are there, shade is there, sweet taste is there in their fruits. But now nothing is seen in seed. Anyone cannot imagine, but those who are intelligent and they know that everything is there. So, in Shraddha, the seed of bhakti, kripa, everything there. If it will be sprouted, then first two leaves may come. And after that, four, after that six, and after 100 and 100 branches and leaves will come. And after some time, oh, very little mango, green, like oil seeds. After that, bigger, 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 and then it will be like full growth, but green. And after that, it may come some reddish mood. What means?
Baba.
Not ripe, full, and not green. Middle age. When, oh, beautiful scent will come, taste will come, and it will be somewhat soft, not hard. And any bee or
parrot
can come by taste to take it. Then you touch it. It will come from the branches of tree, very sweet. If any parrot has tested it, very
more sweet.
So everything in that seed, but it is not a sprouted seed. But if you have had that seed and by chance, anyhow, by hearing some Harikatha, it was sprouted. But now no water, nothing is there, not covered.
Fencing.
But no water, then what it will be?
It will dry.
It will fall. This is the stage of any sadhu. By any good luck, or fortunate, he was fortunate. Guru came to him and he planted that seed in any beautiful heart. First he plowed it, made that land fertile. He gets some star.
Fertilizer.
And then he made it very with very interest and labor. And he planted that. Oh, you should take this and plant it. And Guru went. And he planted. Anyhow, sprouts came somehow. But in the time, no hearing, no kirtan, no other things. Especially high class of association was not there. Then they will make drawn. And they will never is prompt away. Never. And if at that time you are hearing something, water is coming somewhere, that creeper now has taken shape, but if any offense, criticizing Vaishnava, Harina, no faith in Harina, oh, what, I am not seeing any fruit of this name. This is like Boga. I prayed that my son should be saved, but my son died. I prayed that, oh, I should make some money, but I lost what I had. Bogus name, nothing. Then we can try to make money, make wealth by our own efforts. And sometimes in morning, sometimes if you have some time, we can chant one round, two rounds. Even not, then up to you. And if you are doing offense at that time, oh, I'm doing it for my Gurudev, for myself. And then, aparad hasti mata, mad elephant, or it is upper root. Forever it will go, ever it will come. Very hard. So now this stage is like this. Swamiji planted and get this seed. Also, everywhere in world. Or don't sleep, don't do like this. Don't close your eyes. Try to see
when.
Through. So he came and gave it, but after that he went on, and a scarcity of
water,
air and fence, no one was to control, and thus making so many offenses to decide, oh, I am doing for my people. Elephant, mad elephant of offense came and happened. Or if any man has not done all these offenses, but no sermon and kirtan, like any high class of people, then it may be that a sprouted thing will be yellowish, you know?
Yellow.
Leaves will be yellow.
And after some time it will be black. Oh, finished. So, if he is sincere and praying from his heart, then Krishna will manage, his Guru will manage. So here it has been told there that if that Shraddha has come, but if there is lacking of this association, then it may go down. That is what has been told. Satam prasangam mamavit jasam vidau bhavan tarita karana rasayana katha तज्जोर सनात आसु अपबर वर्तमनि सद्धारति भक्ति थ्री स्टेजेस इज फर्स्ट साधन भक्ति व्हाट इज साधन भक्ति ऑफ दिस साधन भक्ति व्हाट इज दिस इफ यू आर चैंटिंग एंड रिमेंबरिंग ऑलवेज इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ bhakti, for bhav bhakti. You know bhav bhakti? When Shuddha Sat will come, a tendency, a mood will come like gopis, if you are following gopis, Rupmanjari, then from there, a tendency to serve will come like this. This is called Shuddha Sattva. It has so many different stages. Sthayi Bhav, Anubhav, Sarthi, Devichari, so this will come. But it will come in association Satam Prasangam Virjasam, very powerful. You can chant, remember, you can read your books, but not so strong. But any powerful Vaishnava there, who has controlled his senses, he has engaged his all senses in Krishna service, Guru service, Vaishnava service, then he becomes so powerful. And always is taking the past and sweet past, very powerful of Krishna past tense, Mahachaitanya Mahaprabhu past tense, Nityananda Prabhu past tense, Prasatam Prasammam Vishti Sambhu, Bhavat Rita Karana Rasayana Prasa. So much powerful, very tasteful, in hearing very tasteful, and in chanting very tasteful. Is going on there. Then first stage will come, then he will begin Sadhan Bhakti. What is Sadhan Bhakti?
Sadhan Bhakti is those activities by which the senses are employed in order to attain Bhava Bhakti.
If anyone has no object that I want to attain Sadhan Bhakti, but he is chanting, remembering, worshipping, then what is that?
Saranabhas.
Huh?
A shadow of sarana.
Yes. Not Varsud Bhakti. It is a shadow only, sublimance of bhakti. It cannot give, it cannot make it so high. We cannot advance by that. Oh, our object should be there, that I want to change my this shraddha into then it will be called sadhana. That if you have no object of your sadhana but chanting, remembering, especially worshipping, and after that making money and doing all these things, so much attraction for your body, mind and soul. You have so much love and affection for wives and for husbands, your children, but not to Krishna like that. No taste in chanting and remembering, only like you did it, like a fashion. You put it up very well in hours. Oh, beat back, beat. Chanting beat, how much?
5 kg.
5 kg. Oh. You have bought it for 1,000 rupees.
Radha Kunda.
From Radha Kunda for Fizi or anywhere. We see that if bigger mala or bhajan is so bigger. Oh, yes. And these also.
10.
Oh, Tulasi, like leaves.
Yes. 10 strands.
Like goblin. Oh, it will not help so much. Very little. So we should try to know all these things. What is mood? What is bhav? And then for bhav, if you live in the association always, then it happens. No harm if you are married life or in grihastha life or in, you know, but everywhere you should try to have association like this. And then your bhakti may, then it will come in the stage of nishtha, I have told so many times. And then after nishtha, nishtha means, should I be in grihasthasam or I give up? Very bad thing. Like burning oil. So I must give up. But no harm. Why, how I can give up my wife? This is my second or third wife. Oh, very little girl. Where she will go if I give up? Or husband, third husband. Oh, very pleasant, he can give me so many things. Where I will keep him? But my life will be destroyed if I am giving up. So what to do? In balance, life pendulous. This is called anishtha bhakti, not nishtha. No nishtha. What do? What should I do? Should I distribute books? It is good thing for making money also. Preaching also and bhakti also doing. And especially Prabhupada has told that by distributing bhakti you will go to Golok Vrindavan. But doing so, lakhs and lakhs dollars we collect. But we say, no help. They went to hell. So, satam prasangamam vijyasam vidau, always try to be in Esri Sasada, a high class of Esma, always hearing pastor. Serving him. But it not means that you should always be with him. Always. Oh, by mind. By your senses. By anywhere he has this, deported you to go to there and sometimes you can come there. Try to follow. Then nishtha will come. Then test will come first in sadhans. Hearing, chanting. And then it will come in sadhya, Radha and Krishna Kanyaka. And after that, with a taste, chanting, remembering and hearing, always often. New realization will come. And then we cannot give up. And then it may be that Shuddha Sattva will come. And then it is how. And then what will we do? What will be? Symptoms. Chantera Vartha Kalatam Virakti Rumana Sunyata Ashavanda Samastana. What is the meaning of that? You should
Shanti means you'll become peaceful. No matter.
Yes, or dear.
No
what
matter,
will be the
symptoms?
Symptoms.
No matter what disturbance there is, he remains tolerant.
Anyone may can tell that I am now bona fide guru. I have that sentiment of awe. He can weep sometimes, but these are no symptoms. You can hear and then apply if anyone tell him that I am. And then you should see the symptoms. Also you can have these symptoms apply on yourself, that where I am, in what deep water I am. Understand?
Yes.
What deep water?
Yes.
What is the position?
Position. You should go on.
Avyakta Kalatva. He doesn't waste any time. Every moment he spends in hearing and chanting, and not a moment in sense gratification. And he's detached from worldly things.
Virakti.
Virakti Manasanyata, to detach from worldly things. Ashabandha. Manasanyata means he has his mind is not at all engaged in material activities.
Free from pride.
Even if some praise comes, he's not affected.
What is that pride that he gives up? What pride? I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I'm intelligent. Most is most beautiful. Having so much wealth and happiness is worthy. False egg. I'm so rich, right? I've joined the university, I've passed the university. I'm so
healthy.
Healthy. But strong. These faults. I'm a devotee. This is very dangerous. No need of associating. I can give so much help to others. But he is attached to all these things. So these are false devotees. Try to do it. Then
Ashabandha. He has great hope to attain Krishna fit, and only that hope is keeping him alive. Just like the gopis when Krishna promised to come back to Vrindavan, only that hope kept them alive.
Yes.
Samudkanta, he's very eager. The eagerness comes up to his throat, and his throat is choked up.
Oh, he will think prayers. That, oh, when it will come, when bhakti will come, really bhakti will come. When I can associate with a very, very high class of person, or when I will chant, and then my thoughts will chant, I cannot. So this asa,
eagerness
will come. When? And for this it will be Samudkanta.
Namagane Siddharuchi. He's always experienced great taste in chanting Krishna's name and qualities. And anybody who hears him, he also develops that bhava and prayer like Haridas Thakur.
If anyone comes and disturbs them,
he thinks it's a great trouble. He doesn't want to be disturbed at all.
If it's a mother, like Narada Rishi, even. He thought that he is my mother comes. And when he died, oh, he was very happy. Anything which will be harmful, like walls, then it will keep up on his head. No delay, a second delay. If she is beautiful, very beautiful, and all are attracted, and that something is come, then he may take his known law. He may be, will try to be that, or I should not be that. Like?
Billama Gachat his eyes.
So this is the Nam Gani Sada
Ruchi.
In all things, we will have a very taste. No. Then?
Ashakti Gunastane. He always wants to hear about the glories of Krishna from Guru and Vaishnavas, and he'll always inquire, like, how was Lord Chaitanya in ecstasy in the Gambhira? What was he doing?
When he is sitting, that what? He remembers automatically the pastimes of Krishna. About his guru. Not like
empty
mind or bad things come. Ashakti Sadgunakhyane Priti
Sadvashalachale. He only wants to live in Vrindavan or Navadvip, which is non-different from Vrindavan, and he can't bear to live anywhere else, at least by mind, in Vamsi Vatsi, 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 Vatsi
Really, this is the qualities of a Sadguru. And these kind of Sadguru are Vaishnava. They can plant this Shabda. They can create this desire to serve Krishna or the Vaishnava. The person though who have not all qualities, nine qualities in them, really he is Vaishnava Abhas, not Vaishnava. Not pure devotee. He may think him that I am a pure devotee, but he is not. He cannot give that seed to anyone. So Swami Maharaj like us, they can give seed. And they can also, by their association, they can give words. Otherwise, if you are so fortunate to have this, then your bhakti may come to up to this stage. Otherwise, no. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his fourth line, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Why he is telling? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtam, Param Prayojan. What is the meaning of Param Vijayate Krishna Sankirtanam?
Meaning is that
what it means?
May the chanting of Krishna's holy names, which is performed with Sambandha Gyan, which is free from offense and free from anarta, be all victorious.
Means? If anyone coming in this stage initiated by any high class of Vishnu, who has given this desire, that is that seed, and then he has given Sambandha Gyan by mantra, what is your relation with, a special relation with Krishna? Yes. Not only that, you are eternal perfect of Krishna. Not like this. And relation is by mantra, Gopi Jan Ballabhaya, like this aspect. And we have received, realized that relation. Not realization, but I am made up in mind that my only one-pointed relation with Krishna. And then all unearth going have gone. No false ego. Only a simple, very little
smell.
The smell of unearths are there. Very little, very little. And if you are chanting, always hearing Harikatha from superiors, in this stage, if you are remembering with Sambandha Gyan, then these seven kinds of results may come. Cheto darpan bharjanam bhavati bho mahadabhagni nirvapanam bhavati. Bhavati means?
May it happen.
Not may.
No, may it. It will happen. Bless you.
Oh, it will. Must. He will have so strong belief. If like this, always in association, then other attachment, other attachment never reach. Then no desire that I should marry again. He is worshipping in temple, always in association, having taste in Harikatha, and with Sambandha Gyan he has reached, and he is serving, worshipping Krishna. Then no desire of marriage or anything. But now we see that, I think that most desire coming at for worshippers. Because authority engages very beautiful voice in worship. Very beautiful. And that is why all are attracted to, oh, very Archan, very good. And they are attracted to the voice. And so many give proposals that I want to mess. How he can shape? Because he has no all these relations, and that is why they now this is the situation. I think that 99% of the worshippers are chanting. Oh, only for 1 or 2 years after that. This is bad thing. If hearing Harikatha and how these all desires, worldly desires may come, I don't think. I can. How it happens? It means that they are not worshipping. They are not calling their Gurudev. Nor hearing Harikatha. Even he is married, his attachment will go away. He can give up, like Vilda Mangal or anyone. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami are not married. So married person. We were married, we came to Gurudev. At once the desire went on. Why this desire come? It means that we have done some offense at that time. No faith in Radha and Krishna and the deity. No faith in chanting and remembering. You should be very, very strong for this. If lady is hearing all this Harikatha of Krishna and chanting and remembering with this esteem, oh, we will decide that I never will marry. I am married to Krishna. Why this will come? Why to make money? All desires will go away. If not going, then what it means? Oh, there is some loopholes here. By this chanting, yocheto marjanam no bhavati. Cheto badarpan marjanam. What is that? Oh, we will describe. We'll explain all this after. So he is telling that first we should be in that state. After initiation, with a relation with Krishna, giving up all your unwanted anatsa, and you should chant. Remember, always being in association. What is the association? It is like a fencing, where bad things cannot, bad elements cannot come. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a fencing, like a fencing to Choto Harida, Kala Krishna Das. You know, Kala Krishna Das, you know? You know, don't you? Oh, he was Kala Krishna Das.
Kala Krishna Das was a personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was accompanying him when he was touring.
South America.
Oh, don't
South
play
India,
with her.
In South India. And then it happened that there was one tribe of gypsies, they called the Bhatanaris. So they came, some ladies from that tribe, and they allured the Kala Krishna Das and took him away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he understood this, he went there to the camp of the Bhatanaris, and he entered into that camp and he took Kala Krishna Das by the Sika, and he dragged him out from that terrible condition and brought him back into his association.
What is the meaning of this? What is relation? If you are in association, outwardly, very high class of Vaishnava are there, your Guru so high, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, but he has some desire worldly. That is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see. He went to the gulls. But he possibly, but we are not so much powerful. Any devotee is not powerful like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He can draw, but we can. Any guru can. Very dangerous. So we should try to realize all these things and do according to that. So he is telling that how transcendental names can param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Param vijayate. How this glorious transcendental name can descend to this world on our tongue, on your heart, in your ears? How it is? If anyone is chanting like Haridas Thakur, and if you are hearing, but if you are offending any Vaishnava, then the chanting and hearing of the name, pure name from Haridas Thakur, even anything will not be done. But if there is no offense, like prostitute, he heard, and in 3 days he became to a high class of Vaishnavi, and we are hearing from so many years and years and years, from 18 and 20 years, 25 years, but no
advancement.
Why? Always engaged in making money and making over this sansar,
worldly existence.
We want to make it high. But not bhakti. Why? So how this transcendental name can come and dance on our tongue? Our tongue is material. Our ears are material. How this transcendental name can come in our tongue? How it will come in our senses? How can we realize? If you are not doing anything for this, this is sadhan for bhava. So if you are not doing, then how it will come? Then you will be haunts and dilemma, like fantasies. Yeah. You can chant, but not hear. You can hear Hari Katha, but not hear. Only abhas. We are doing now in abhas, we are going in abhas. And from abhas, it may be that we will go to darkness. What is the time now?
Quarter to eight.
Oh, now I should stop my class. You should realize all this. For this I have come to you, to help you, by the order of Swami. I don't want anything myself again. I want that you should be. You should come to at least this platform. Give up all these things. If you are dying now, by chanting and remembering, if you are dying, you death may come. But what harm? If you are snake, oh, so many snakes, lady snake may come. If you have become buffalo, sea buffalo may come. Hog, oh, sea hog. No. In this life, you should be very strong, like this, and try to chant like this. Always with some bandha, can very strongly to attain Shuddha Sattva Bhava. You are so lucky to come in the line of our Guru Parampara in Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu line through Swamiji. You are lucky. But don't make it all in false ego and bad things. Very sincerely and strongly you should chant and remember what it is. I brought this message from Vrindavan. Very important. And you have come from distant places. So try to realize all.
Did you say that the guru can't do what Lord Chaitanya can do in saving his devotee? I thought he could.
Yes. All gurus are not in the same platform.
Oh.
If guru is not for good, like whom?
Sarada.
Narada and all others. A Madhyam Adhikari. Even he is Madhyam or more. He can help by his Harikatha. Giving some more something. But he cannot. She.
Can we get the high class association by reading Shastra and by reading your books and Shri?
Can we get this kind of association, high class of association?
If you are sincere, not offensive, and you are hearing all these things, and you can give up everything for hearing, for association, that class of, as at the time of Swamiji, and you get all so wise, as students, very tiny as that wise and girls. Fund his mission and blindly call him. I know these girls, Vrindavan, Vilasini and all. Always 24 hours and day and night there, where all kinds of bad comes. Airport, seaport. At the places of gambling, not caring for their lives. Very teeny, very beautiful at that time. And they took all the books and distributing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Now, I'm seeing the lacking of all these things. No expression. As they have done in their teeny effort. Now, girls and boys know so much enthusiasm in preaching, in doing kirtan, in distributing books. At that, they can know, they can have experience that how enthusiastic they were. Sometimes in plane, they are going and distributing books and so I want that Nagar Sankirtan again should be done like that spirit. Book distribution should be also like that spirit. Otherwise no preaching. And to serve Gurudev, that tendency. We must try to follow. But though it was external. But it will take us in
internal.
But trying also always to be internal.
This question was that can we by reading books get this kind of
by knowledge? Reading books you cannot do in lakhs and lakhs years. Lakhs. It can help something if you are doing you are attending life living association high kind. You can read books, but from where you can have the tune of that word or that sentence that is written there. You know tune?
Meaning.
What is it? No meaning.
It's how it's said.
Mood.
What mood is that? That Ram. Where you have done? Ram. Where you have done? Ram. Where you have done? So where you have this tune? In the Gita, Bhagavat, and in my books and in my Swami books. Oh, I have told three tunes, but it may be so many different tunes. So where you have? So Jagat Pada? Just go and attend and hear all these things, all Shastra in association of high class person. That give new, very interesting and very tasteful meanings that your heart will jump. It will be saturated with all love and affection. All your hairs of your internal heart will be saturated with the love and affection.
Go to the
Jai!
O Prabhupada ki jai!
Shri Prabhupada ki jai! Guru Parampara ki jai!
Only by his mercy we are meeting and discussing all this. But I want that you should all be ready. More than I. Give up all your
unalloyed steel.
False egos and false things and other things other than Krishna Sharma. Hare Guru Krishna. And then Krishna will come to manage your effort.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.